Now, the rest of the story. Bob lost his job, and he was mad at the world, so he decided to leave it. He decided to kill himself. Or better still, arrange for somebody else to do the dirty work for him, and thus was inspired the elaborate idea for Bob's suicide. He would commit some monumental crime, he would brandish a gun at police when they came for him, and he would make them kill him. But this is the rest of the story. One day in 1972, Bob telephoned four major airlines. He demanded $200,000 from each in exchange for the flight numbers of planes with bombs aboard. Each company was informed where to drop the extortion money, the same cluster of bushes off California's San Fernando Freeway. No, there were no bombs, but Bob was waiting in those bushes. He had counted on the FBI being involved. FBI agents are trained never to shoot unless to kill. And Bob wanted to die. So he was gratified when he spotted the approaching FBI. And when the first agent was within 40 feet, Bob fired a shot over his head, and yet at that moment, so close to his proposed objective, Bob suddenly inexplicably changed his mind. Now he didn't want to die. Now he wanted to live, so he ran. Reaching his parked car, he turned the ignition, sped away, somehow, amazingly, eluded his pursuers. But later that day, police pulled him over for an incomplete stop at a stop sign. Only then was his getaway car recognized, and then he was arrested. And there was a trial and a conviction for extortion. The judge sentenced Bob to 30 years at Terminal Island Federal Prison. And there, where his life might have ended, it began. You see, in high school, Bob had been interested in journalism. Perhaps now he could take all his time on his hands and really learn to write. So he studied, and he wrote, and he began contributing articles to the prison newspaper. Then he became its editor. Then he wrote articles for publications outside the prison. Then he established and taught a writing class for convicts. In 1973, he won the Model Prisoner Award. Soon word reached the judge who had sentenced him, United States District Judge Manuel Real, and in view of Bob's personal triumphs since he had entered prison, Judge Real reduced that sentence from 30 years to 20 months. During his year and two-thirds behind bars, Bob not only learned how to write, but he learned the details of enough crime to fill several lifetimes. The knowledge of both he put to the best possible use. Now, if you watch television, you're familiar with the annals of television cops and crime dramas. And you'll want to know that 50 episodes, more than 50 episodes, from Kojak to Serpico, from Starsky and Hutch to the streets of San Francisco, and so many more, each of those was written by Bob Dellinger. And the script sounds so real, admirers say. I should think so. They are. Now you know the rest of the story.